As the federal government considers a ban on single-use plastics, one business in Happy Adventure has taken the initiative and has radically reduced its reliance on plastic. Charlotte Matcham is general manager of The Inn at Happy Adventure, joins us live this morning on the phone. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm fine.
What did you do to move away from the reliance on plastics?
Well, I mean, we've been doing it a lot over the last few years because in the industry, we're constantly reminded about how much we waste as consumers. So we slowly started to take away anything that we could. So we started switching out plastic containers or styrofoam containers to paper. And same with paper wrap. We started to use, instead of using plastic wrap, we started to use paper wrap. And now this season, we started to add in paper straws and wooden utensils. So it's been good. I mean, we can't phase out everything just yet, but it's a slow process and every little bit counts.
Is it difficult to source all the new materials you're using?
It's not that difficult. I mean, most of the major suppliers that we work with in St. John's have the products, so you just have to ask. And at the recent food shows that we attended in the city, I mean, the newer products are getting more innovative. So even if you feel like you can't switch fully out of plastics, there's a lot of plastics that can now break down faster because they're like plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about cost?
Cost is higher, but I mean, I think as a business, if you're just a bit more mindful, you can ask if the consumer needs them. So, you know, right now, like if people ask for a straw, we ask if they need it, or when we're doing a takeaway package, we just ask if they do need the utensils or if they're just returning to their house.
Do your visitors actually notice? Because there's a big groundswell about plastics and moving away from it, but do your patrons actually notice what you've done?
They do. I mean, we haven't received any negative feedback. If anything, we've received positive feedback. And you know, those comments are well received with our staff because you don't think that they're making a difference. And it just seems like common sense to switch to a product that can break down and that can, you know, is less harmful for the environment. So it's been good.
One of the big opportunities in tourism is for ecotourism. So it's hard to package an ecotourism opportunity with a heavy reliance on plastics. What do you think ecotourism is going to mean for your business and for the province tourism industry?
Ecotourism, I mean, we should all be looking towards ecotourism. I think it's going to make the province better. We live in a province right now where there's not that many people, so we don't really see the full effects of pollution and plastics. When you go into other countries, I mean, it's just really visible. You go on beaches and you can't walk on them because of this overconsumption that we have as humans. So I think, you know, if we need to become more mindful of that and if we need to be pushing towards ecotourism, I mean, it can only be positive for us and as a province.
How's your season going so far?
Been really good, actually. Really busy. I mean, we've had a few bergs. We got more tourists coming in earlier in the season, and we're seeing them from all over the world. So it's been really nice.
You know, between the birds and the whales and the icebergs, that's a big deal. But what kind of tours do you offer out at the inn?
Yep. So right now, well, we have a 4.5-star inn here in Happy Adventure. We also have a restaurant on site, and we locally source our seafood here. We offer boat tours and then kayak tours, both from our location here at the inn and then also from our concession in Terranova National Park.
Well, we wish you a successful season and bravo on taking the initiative to move away from a heavy reliance on plastics. It's the way of the world. It might be even better for the businesses that get out in front of it.
Yes, no, for sure. You have a wonderful day now, too.
You too, Charlotte. Take good care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
That's Charlotte Matcham, general manager of the Inn at Happy Adventure. It's going to be the next reality for business to change their tune and their approach to how they buy, source, and utilize plastics. And so for folks like the folks at the Inn at Happy Adventure, they'll admit that the cost is a little bit more, but it's the way of the world, and we think we're going to see more and more businesses follow the path carved out by Charlotte Matcham and her team.